There are many ways to approach the readings today, and especially the gospel. The gospel say phrases like, repent and believe the gospel, I will make you fishers of men. And it was the call of those disciples and all of those phrases. We can take it to give a good reflection and homily about the gospel. But one of the things that caught my attention today is the phrase, this is a time of fulfillment. And with everything that is going on in our life, that's what it caught my attention. It is really, really, this is a time of fulfillment. A time that we are hoping and to come out of this pandemic time, the COVID-19, a time of fulfillment with a new president, whatever is the feelings of everybody. But that's what the gospel is telling us. It's telling us as we're going to be approaching the Holy Week to continue in having our hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and our hope in the resurrection. For that reason, today, more than ever, we have to celebrate that this is a time of fulfillment under God's direction. This time has a purpose. The past is not to be repeated as many of our brothers and sisters, most of the time they do, especially how they did it in the scriptures, in the first and the second reading. The past must be a preparation for something that is better, that is coming, something new, and we need to anticipate it for that. Jesus is telling us that the time will come, Jesus is telling us that the time will come, not that he is telling us that this is the time that we need to fulfill. When do we make that time, can we make that time our time? A time of fulfillment. All the history and the story shared with us through the Bible and the experiencing God come at this moment in that phrase. A time of fulfillment. What has been accomplished for our ancestor now. Now and in this place. Now in this church. And that makes me to reflect also, what do I fulfill in my life? And that's a question that also I would like to share with you. What do you have fulfilled at this time? What do you have accomplished? If we see around, we have accomplished many things. We have been accomplished many things that one of our brothers comes today to fulfill what God taught us, to fulfill what Jesus always was speaking to us or spoke to us in the scriptures. When Jesus proclaimed that this is a time of fulfillment, he was reaching back 1,000 years to the establishment of the covenant with Noah and Abraham and their descendants. Noah and Abraham live a time when evil seems to be all-conquering. They were surrounded by secular cultures, marked by every kind of injustice and idolatry. But God's ever-faithful love empowered them to endure, and through their descendants keep the flame of faith burning in their human hearts. Isn't it true that when humans fail, sin, even commit more of the awful injustice, God's mercy is ever present, ever able to forgive us? And we need to repent. Reread the Old Testament this Lent. And reread all the scriptures that we talk about the fulfillment of the time of Jesus Christ. And see how God responds to our human life, to our human accomplishments, and even to our human failures. He longs to take us in his arms and forgive us and to heal us and make us more than ever disciples who invite others to become fishers of men, to repent and to believe in the gospel. Today, one of our brothers is fulfilling what Jesus always told us and taught us. He came today to present himself to the church and to reaffirm his faith, the faith in Jesus Christ, the faith in the church. When he was coming in, he just said, "Father, I'm very happy because I've been growing up in this church." And that's what we need to rejoice today, as he is fulfilling what he has to do in his faith. We know that we have been accomplished not just only in him, but with many that they wanted to come forward and continue in believing in Jesus Christ.